People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Terms and conditions apply.
Around 1200 left over monthly, and it doesn't seem like you do.
It doesn't feel, it really doesn't feel like it. And I really am determined to figure out why, because even with going over our eating out budget, that's like only $200 over.
Right. So where's $1,000 going?
Yeah. Where is it going? Okay. We'll do it. Yeah. I really like having homework. So thank you.
Oh, okay, good. Thank you. Yeah. Of course.
Yes. I do well with homework. So that's okay. Great.
Perfect. Okay. So I'll do a little homework. Okay. So we got the rent. I don't think I got any of your other expenses. So I know that you have 468 for the student loans, you're 1,000 for the emergency fund. What are your, if you want to even just sum it up for me, like what are your fixed costs monthly? So with the rent, what do you, how much do we have?
So for groceries, we've just kind of been increasing it because of it, things are expensive. But at this point now, it's like $800 a month.
Okay.
And then we have now been budgeting for like going out. It's like restaurants / like alcohol, I guess.
Yeah, perfect. Yeah.
It is also $800. We have like just like, I don't know, like personal, like medical, like co-pays, appointments, all that. And that's at around
$225.
Thank you. We have our phone plan is $120 a month for both of us. Entertainment, we just budget $50 a month. That was kind of left over from COVID, from like just literally just watching movies and renting movies. that's not the case anymore. So we need to we probably should change that. Internet is about $66. We have all of our stuff for our cat, which is about $40. And then I have a life insurance. I have Ladder, like life insurance, and I pay $66 a month for that.
And what kind of life insurance is that?
It is term, not.
Oh, good. I was holding my breath here.
Yes, it's not whole. It's okay. It's term. Yeah.
And how long do you have it for?
But I think I had it, I think it's for $500,000.
Okay.
I think this one was for 30 years.
Okay, good. I was really nervous you were going to tell me it was permanent.
No.
I mean, no. 66 is low for 500, so it should be term, given what you're paying. So that's good leverage.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's mine. And then my husband doesn't have, he has like a workplace life insurance plan, but nothing separate. So I'm just confirming that, but then other expenses are, we have renter's insurance / pet insurance. Yep. That's $72 a month.
Okay.
We have Simply Safe for $28 a month.
Okay.
And then we have car insurance for $80 a month. And then we also budget $150 for gas, because my husband has a big commute. And then we also budget like $80 just for Ubers / parking /
got it,
like a train, all that.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have a car payment.
If you had a car payment.
Yeah, so it's actually a car payment to family.
Oh, okay.
Because last year we bought a car from my family member, and that is $306 a month.
Okay.
And we have only about $1,216 left. Yeah.
Okay, so you have like 4 months left on that.
Yeah.
Oh, so that still be a nice move back in your budget, 300 a month.
Yeah, I'm really excited for that because obviously it's been interest free, which has been really nice, but it's
Yeah, that's
still,
amazing.
yeah, and it's great. I mean, so I think we paid like $6,500 for the car, and it's just like it's been over the course of like 18 months, I think. And so that's been really helpful, but it will still be nice to have that back.
Yes, oh, definitely.
So then I have a therapy, which I do every 2 weeks, and so that's 165.
Okay.
Because I pay out of pocket for that, unfortunately.
Okay.
And then let's see, we also have utilities, which we're still kind of trying to figure out because here that we moved in about 4 months ago, and so we haven't like gotten the main like kind of the idea of how much it will be, but I think that's about 80 since it's just
Okay.
electricity. And then I did confirm that for life insurance, it is 500K for 20 years, not
20
30.
years, okay.
Okay, we have subscriptions and I have them all listed, but like what's the total? It's probably about $130 a month for
Okay.
like subscription.
Descriptions, okay.
And then we have donations just right now. I wanted to be doing more, but right now it's just at $15 a month.
Okay.
And then for gifts, we have that at $100 a month budgeted. We have a gym membership that is 138 for, and that covers both of us.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, it's at the Y. Actually, yeah, so we just actually got this other, my husband got this other subscription, so it's actually closer to 170 for
Okay.
monthly subscriptions.
Okay.
And then I do have, we do have a kind of an interesting situation where when we moved, we had accumulated a lot of debt just from over the years. And so we actually worked with a loan. It's basically like a company that does interest-free lending.
Okay.
And this is like kind of an interesting loan because it's specifically for, I'm trying to figure out how to describe it. So I have worked at like faith-based organizations in
Okay.
the past. I don't right now, but so basically, if you're the way that this particular place works is if you're a if you work for this faith-based organization, or if you are a member of this faith-based community, you
Yeah.
qualify for this interest-free lending.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and
I have never
so
heard of this.
yeah, I can just tell you what it's. I mean, you can edit it out if you want, but
Yeah.
it's called Hebrew Free Loan.
Oh, wow.
This model has been around since like the late 1800s, and it's in pretty much every major city in the US.
Wow.
Yeah, and so it's an amazing organization. But so
Yeah.
we, at the time, I was working for a Jewish organization, and then so I qualified by being an employee, but then I also qualified just by being Jewish.
Jewish, right.
Yeah, and so anyway, we had the number is $16,445 of credit card debt.
Okay.
And we worked with them. We applied and we worked with them to transfer that over to them.
Okay.
And so now we're paying them instead of the
Credit cards.
credit cards.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, it's
I can't
amazing.
believe I've never heard about this.
Yeah, and I don't know if the same exists for like other communities, like if it exists for other religious communities,
Religion? Yeah. Can
but
we leave it in? Because I think it's important for people to know this exists.
yeah, I'd love to leave it in. I mean, again,
Okay.
like I wasn't sure if it was too specific, but I mean, they're in every major city, like
City, yeah.
different models. Like it's the same kind of format, but like a different one for like, I don't know, San Diego, or I'm sure
Right.
New York has one, or different areas. So
Yeah, I think that's a fantastic. So like if you've gotten in over your head, you can go to your community if you're part of this community, whether an employee or just a member, and then they
yes.
can counsel you and work with you to help you get ahead.
Yeah, exactly. So they really
Yeah.
do, it's super personalized, and they basically, when you're paying your loan, that goes into, their it's like a whole cycle. So then when you pay off your loan, you are invited to kind of participate in donating or kind of helping, you know, with
somebody else.
Someone else.
Yep. Giving someone else a helping hand because you got a helping hand.
Exactly. And it's this way of, and I think especially as, you know, obviously now things are very different than the 1800s, late 1800s, but it still remains. Yeah, it still remains that interest can be like crippling. And so anyway, it's just an amazing, amazing model. And so I really, I recommend that, you know, whoever is interested and can qualify, it's worth looking into. And so because of them, we've been able to just pay $435 to them each month. And we have about $13,400 left to pay.
Perfect.
And yeah, they're great. I could just go on about them all day long, but they do like business loans.
I think
loans.
That's
they do
fantastic. Yeah. Absolutely fantastic.
Yeah.
Because sometimes, I just got interviewed yesterday. I think the hard part about credit card is it can sneak up on you. And oftentimes it's not for very frivolous things. It's like you moved or there was a house, like you own a house. And as we talk about on the show a lot, like it's never never $100. It's always $1,000 or $2,000. And so it can really snowball and it can be very difficult when you're in the credit card hole to get yourself out. And so the fact that sometimes you just need a hand. You just need the interest to pause and so that you can get on top of it. And so I think this is fantastic. I'm like a little shocked I've never heard about it.
Yeah. It's pretty within, you know, kind of this, the community. Yeah. It's very much like mutual aid or community care before that was a, you know, as much of like a buzzword, but it's very cool. And it really was like, we were just so relieved when they helped us because it was just like, there was no judgment. And it was like, you know, like you just were saying, it can sneak up on you. And
it can.
It just was like, I mean, it was kind of just, it was the move and it was just like a number of other smaller things, but it just kind of grew.
And then the interest, right? So then it's just growing is the problem.
Right.
It starts small and then all of a sudden it becomes this monster that just keeps accumulating.
Right, exactly. And so I would much rather give our payments to them and then, you know, be helping them in the future than our credit card companies.
Right, because it's just like you're treading water if not drowning in it. So
exactly, yeah.
Yeah, so now you're moving forward. Okay, that's fantastic.
Yeah.
So your only credit card debt. So you went through this program, you're paying them.
Yeah, I have about $900 on a credit card right now that I plan to pay off within the next month and a half.
Okay.
And so, we have a trip coming up in the fall. So I just put that on there.
And then you're planning to pay it off.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so what do your total expenses come to? It sounded like you had a spreadsheet there. Do you have a total or do you want me to add this up?
Yeah. Sorry. And I didn't send this. I just didn't know if it's in a Google Doc. I don't know if I didn't just know.
That's okay. If you just want to tell me what it comes to, I think we can work with that.
Yeah. So it comes to about $7,518. $7,518.
Oh, 18. Okay. And that is including your $1,000 for the emergency fund and the credit card or the repayment and student loans, or is that just the other expenses, the restaurant, alcohol, car insurance, Simply Safe?
So that this is supposed to include everything like our loan payment and student loan, but not, doesn't include.
Not the emergency fund.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. So then with the $1,000 for the emergency fund, then you're really at $8,500.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. So then in theory, you have $1,500 left over a month. Do you feel like you have $1,500 left over a month between the two of you?
I don't feel like I do. I guess the other reason why is because I'm on a payment plan for medical expenses. Okay. So I guess I should have mentioned that. I don't know how to categorize it because it's not really debt, but it's also...
But you're paying for it.
Yeah. So I just started this payment plan. And so this is $200 a month.
Okay.
And I just finished paying off another medical debt.
Okay.
Plan that was like in total, it was like $2,500 and I just finished paying that off.
Okay.
So...
So in theory, you have 1,300, but as you know, 1,300 over the course of the month is just a couple hundred bucks a month or a week. So it would, you know, so it could be like pretty easily spent without it, without you really feeling it. Because you know, over it's 1,200 over the month is 300 a week, which you go out to dinner, right? There goes once a week, there can go a big portion of that. And if anything else goes over or vacation, right? So that can get absorbed pretty quickly. So I think what will feel better is Informa. So I think a couple things. I really do think this idea of sitting down with an accountant and figuring out like, can we save some money? Because like also if your leftover is 1,200 a month and you get a hit with a tax bill for 1,000, like there's nothing, you know.
That's kind of what happened. It felt kind of brutal.
That's exactly how it would feel. Because even if you say like we went over all these numbers, but like if gas is higher 1 month, right? There's a lot of like 200 over the course of a month between two people, I could see very easily getting spent somewhere on something with, you know, the grocery bill was a bit higher than expected, or we went out to dinner, right? You know, like some things in your budget will could be higher. You could have a month where everything is higher versus saving on something. So I think with the car payment going away, I think that will help a lot. I also think figuring out if this married filing separate might reduce the student loan payment and allow, without much difference to the budget, your husband to save more for retirement. So then at least if everything still feels tight, he's saving significantly more in retirement.
I like you said, it's like it just seems like a win in
Yeah, a
any way
win.
you look at it. So
And then so how are we doing with the emergency fund and the savings?
and I totally think you're right about just that if things can sneak up, like for example, like none of this here in accounts for any kind of like trips or anything. So
Right,
like
there's no vacation, I've noticed.
So like that's what like this weekend we're going out of town and it's just amazing. We're going like under an hour away and it ends up being like we paid like $500 for Airbnb. We have to pay for someone to watch our cat. Like it just gets and those are all
That
things
was
that
your that's your 1,200 right there.
Exactly.
That's the leftover right there. So it goes quick.
Exactly. It does go quick. And I'm just super I've gotten a bit obsessive about trying to save enough about and I have this goal of wanting to save $12,000 by the end of this year. So anyway, our emergency fund is in a high yield savings account. And currently pulling it up, it is at so my goal is to have 3 months by the end of the year, and I calculated that I think just our basic expenses would probably be about 4,000 a month if we stripped
Had to cut back
away
everything.
a cup, everything. So right now we have $5,665 in our emergency fund.
Taking care of your health isn't always easy, but it should at least be simple. That's why for the last 3 years, I've been drinking AG1 every day with no exceptions. It's just one scoop mixed in water once a day, every day, and it makes me feel ready to take on my day. That's because each serving of AG1 delivers my daily dose of vitamins, minerals, pre and probiotics, and more. It's a powerful, healthy habit that's also powerfully simple. With AG1, I know I'm getting essential brain, gut, and immune health support with vitamins, probiotics, and nutrients from Whole Foods. I like to think of it as my nutritional insurance. I know I'm covering my nutritional bases from the very start of the day. If there's one product I had to recommend to elevate your health, it's AG1, and that's why I've partnered with them for so long. So if you want to take ownership of your health, start with AG1. Try AG1 and get a free 1 year supply of vitamin D3 plus K2 and 5 free AG1 travel packs with your first purchase exclusively at drinkag1.com/futurerich. That's drinkag1.com/futurerich. Check it out. Fantastic. Okay, good. So you're moving along. The 1,000 a month makes a big difference.
And so I'm hoping that I want to just keep on putting that in there every month so that by the end of the year we'll have just about 12,000.
1,000. All of this will start to get easier as you start to hit these goals. I just want to bring that up. So like you're kind of in the thick of it at the moment. You have a medical bill, you're paying off the car, you're paying off the, you know, the community lending. And so it will all, as this starts to sunset, and also with your student loan, your husband's student loan. So I think that will be a wash or maybe save you $100. $100 is great, but it's not, I don't think it's going to be dramatic, but I think your net worth will change dramatically if he's increasing that retirement. So view it that way. Your net worth will still be going up significantly more, even if it's not in your day-to-day budget. Yeah. So once the car is done in 4 months, what I would encourage you to do is, even if you give yourself back a little bit of that, I would take that car payment, and that I would say for, I know you talked about wanting to travel more, like that's $250 or $300 a month that then goes into another lined item saving, high yield savings account, and that's vacation. Mm-hmm. So then when a trip comes up, instead of having $900 on the credit card, you use that money and it's outside of your, but you've like started to, you know, you're going to take vacation. So you start saving that money monthly.
Yes. Yeah. In like a specific bucket or whatever.
In a bucket. Yeah. I put it in a bucket. Like this is $250 or $300 a month going into the bucket. That will be a good amount annually. It's $3,600 annually. And then if you go a little over, you still technically have a buffer in your budget. We're just not seeing it because of things that are coming up. But
right,
that's, and that's life. But if you end up at the end of the year having another $400 you put towards, you know, vacation because 1 month, you know, you felt like you had the $1,500, right? Or $1,300, then that gets added into the $3,600 you're saving after this car is done. So it'll start to, some of these things will start to sunset, and I think it'll make it feel easier.
Yeah, I've been kind of like looking ahead to the, you know, to like the end point with the car payment, which I'm really grateful we have, but I'm also just like really ready to, you know, kind of
be done with it.
Yeah. And have that money back, you know? So I love the idea of putting that toward a kind of travel bucket. So I think that will be really fun to actually kind of see that getting built up.
Yeah. Okay. And so then where are you with your retirement? Like, what do you both have in retirement?
I have LVEST. So I have LVEST, and in there I have $28,969.27, and that's split between a Roth IRA and a traditional IRA.
Okay.
So the bulk is in the traditional, like.
Okay.
And then currently at my current job, I have $5,210.93.
Okay.
And then in another, it's like this other retirement plan that's in my Chase account that my mom set up for me when I was in high school.
Oh, okay.
I actually have to figure out how to get access to it, but it's $6,811.52. So all of these together.
So you have about 40,000.
About 40,000. Cool. Yeah.
Yeah. Fantastic. Yeah. Okay. And then what does your husband have?
I think so. I don't know the exact number, but he has about $10,000.
$10,000. Okay.
Yeah. So it's.
Okay. So I do think it's important that we bump his up.
Yes.
Is he also 30? I didn't ask how old he is. Is he 30?
Oh, yeah. He's 29.
Okay.
Yeah.
So not too far off in age. Yeah. So I think we should get his up. So I do think that's worth figuring out if we can lower the student loan payment, increase his retirement, and make that even, as I said, if you get $50 back, $100 back monthly, but that we really increase his savings, I think that will be very helpful, because then if he's putting $5,000, that like in 1 year, he like increases his net worth by 50%, right? Like,
right.
And that's without any market growth or the match or anything.
Yeah,
it's
a
huge step forward in net worth.
Yeah, exactly.
And then I think for you, for the time being, I would like to see yours bump up a bit as well.
Yeah.
I feel like this, the 112 is more recent. It seems like you weren't making this level income.
So actually right when we moved like 4 months ago is when I started my job.
Okay. This is really new.
Yeah. So I've only been in my current role for about 4.5 months. Yeah.
Okay. I think this will start to get easier as you start to see some things snowball. So I like the idea of saving for your vacations in advance. I think it will help with the budget.
Yeah. And kind of just like a sinking fund or something.
Yeah.
Like for that.
So that you're like prepaying for it. And then it also, if we know that like the annual budget for vacation is going to be replaced by the car payment and it's $300 a month, you have an idea of what you should be spending for vacation.
Yeah.
Or you have to be able to see where that extra thousand is going monthly, right? Because that could be used for vacation. So is that because you went out to dinner And is going out to dinner weekly what you want, or did you want to put more towards a weekend away? And I think that you have to be conscious about that spending, right? Right.
Yeah, I totally agree. I've been actually tracking all our expenses for the last 3 months.
Amazing.
And what I have noticed is that the going out to eat is definitely consistently, it's like we're going over by like $200. So that's the other thing, is like it ends up being like closer to 1,000 than 800, which we
budgeted. Right. And there's nothing wrong with that. If that's what you like to spend your money on, that's totally fine. But remember, we have to find a balance between, you know, paying down the debt, saving for retirement, and then like enjoying yourselves too.
Right.
So if we're going to go away we're going to do like 4 weekend trips and like 1 bigger vacation, then we just need to figure out how do we budget that within what we're allocating. And does that mean, okay, like maybe we're not going out to eat, we're going to cook instead so that we can do these 4 weekend trips we want in this annual vacation?
Because
you know, $1,000 a month, right? If that's just getting like absorbed and we don't really know where it's going, that's $12,000 a year. Plus, with the, you know, once the car payment's gone, that's another $3,600. So that's like $15,000 a year. That's a lot of money.
Yeah, I know. So it's like, it's a lot.
It's like a ton of money.
Yeah.
So we just want to see, I think that's great that you're tracking expenses. And I think you just need to see where that's going. Because I feel like if I said to you, you have $10,000 a year to spend on vacation, I mean, I think that would allow like some really nice weekend trips and 1 big vacation. Like even if it was 5,000 for a big vacation and 5,000 on little like getaways, even if it's like go stay with a friend for the weekend and we go out to like a brewery or whatever it is, right? Like I feel like it's a lot of money for vacation. And then with that, if we were able to see where that was going, with that of the 15,000 over an annualized period, and this is new for you, right? This is new income.
Yes.
Then 5,000 more could go towards your retirement. Like these are big numbers when you zoom out and look at your annualized number. So,
right. No, it totally is. And I think that's just the challenge that, but also like the opportunity that
I would phrase it as the opportunity. Like we have a lot of extra, like even if we're just rounding down, say you have an extra 1,000 technically in your budget monthly, it's 12,000 a year and the car payment's going to go away. So that's another, let's just say 3,000 a year. That's 15,000 over the course of a year. That in my mind, what I would do is take some of that for your vacation now to do really fun things, but I would also take a third of it. So of 15, I would take a third and push it back in your retirement. And I think I would err on the pre-taxes is going to allow us to do all the hard part is all the goals, right? So the pre-tax gives you the most breathing room because you're paying federal, state, and city at the moment. And you're in a higher bracket. So I'm sure I'll get crap for this online, but I would stay where you are currently. But if you're going to increase it, which is what I'd like to see, I would do the pre-tax because you'll get the most breathing room for vacations now and retirement.
Okay.
And I would do a third. So here's what I would continue to do. I would continue tracking this and I would almost, if I were you, I would almost set up your every 2 weeks that like, because technically we have, technically you have 1200 or so a month technically left over. So just, I would be conservative and say, okay, so it's technically 1200, 600 a month. I would do another 400 and just get it out of the bank account. Like just send it to a savings every pay period. And then be very mindful of like, are we really like, where is the money really going?
Yeah.
Cause like, if you're going over, why am I over? Is it because we went out to dinner? Is it because of Uber? Is it because we spent more on gas? So then that way you can be intentional.
Right. And not just like, I don't know.
Not like just have this, it happen to you.
Yeah.
Cause 15,000. So I'm just assuming. And so I would take the next 4 months while you have this car payment to really monitor the spending. I would increase the savings by 400 a pay period. See how it feels. Even if you want to be conservative, do 250 a pay period.
And is that, and you mean to retirement or to emergency?
No, just into an emergency fund, but earmark it as a separate budget. So this is just to be like, are we sticking with the numbers that we've just went over, right? Because then you can take it back out and say, oh yeah, we needed that extra 200 these 2 weeks. And then your job over the next 4 months is to really track where your money is going.
Okay.
Yeah. Because it doesn't seem like it's based on the numbers, you should have around 1200 left over monthly. And it doesn't seem like you do.
it doesn't feel, it really doesn't feel like it. And I really am determined to figure out why, because even with going over our eating out budget, that's like only $200 over.
Right. So where's $1,000 going?
Yeah. Where is it going? So $400 a month or a pay period?
Technically a pay period. That's $800 over the month. Yeah.
Okay. $800. Okay. Got it.
Yeah. And then I would just put it in a separate bucket. And then if you need it, take it back. But then this is like kind of the, like every 2 weeks is like, wait, why do I need another 400? Like if I've,
right.
Where did it come? Like what happened in these 2 weeks that we went over? And now if you think about it, that's 200 a week, which you, that's like a dinner. I mean, a dinner out for two people with tip and alcohol, right?
Yes.
And so what I will say, and because, you know, when you made less, you lived on a different budget, which is maybe like you have a glass of wine before you go to dinner and you only have one drink at dinner, because that, if you look at your bill, maybe, you know, if it's four alcoholic beverages at dinner, maybe that's like almost $60 there with a tip, is, you know, and that's not the food. So there's like these little ways to do it. And I know people hate budgeting, but I think you would probably feel more enjoyment from saying we're taking a $5,000 vacation versus we had two extra alcoholic beverages at dinner each week when we went out.
No, 100%. Like, I know we would. And I also think it feels like reaching this $12,000 emergency fund goal is like really, it feels like hard, but I know that looking at the numbers that it could be even higher.
Right.
So there's
so like, so this will all start to snowball. I don't want to change your retirement now, because I think you just need to get a handle on like, where is the money going monthly?
Yeah.
Because we should have right now we should just have 1,000 left over, which means that 900 should just get paid in 1 month on that credit card.
Yeah, right.
Like that should just be done. And so I think for the next, and I'd love to have you back on, we could do this in 6 months. I think you need to get a handle on where is the money really going, and is it being spent the way you want? My guess is no. It's just random things that are just adding up very quickly.
Yeah.
Because the money is there, so it's just getting spent, but it's not the way you want to spend it. And then once the car payment is done, that's vacation money. I would keep the budget the same, but like, let's try and find that extra $1,000 a month. And then that also goes towards some vacation money, but also increases your retirement.
Yeah. So like that increases retirement through, and you mean like once I kind of,
the work plan, once we have a handle on this, we could increase the retirement. And so on your salary, it would be, here's the number. I would like to get you, because you're at 7. So I definitely want to get you up to at least, I think my math is going to be right. If we did another 3%, actually do a little higher, we could do 4%. And I would do the pre-tax option, because I think this will help it feel less intense. Yeah. Four to five is what I'd like to see an increase. You could, if you want to ease your way into it now, you could just do 1%.
Yeah.
Pre-tax. Just add 1% and see how it feels. And with the goal of eventually adding another 4 to 5 there.
Okay.
And then that extra money monthly, if we can find it, will help go towards the vacation.
Right. And just building that up.
Building that up so that we have that ready to go. And then you also have a kind of an idea of like how you're budgeting for vacation. So if you know we have 10,000 over the course of the year, right? Then you have a better idea of like, okay, so maybe that weekend trip is a little too expensive because we're planning Europe or something, right? So then you have an idea of like where you're spending and how we're going to spend. Because maybe what's happening is vacation's actually a lot higher because we have no allocation for it and it's just happening every month and we're trying to pay for it.
Yeah, it could be. Yeah, it could be. I think that's happening. And then I think also it's like buying anything else like clothes. Or like I just bought some clothes and I don't really have a category for that because it seems silly to do like a monthly category for clothes.
Yeah, right.
So then I just buy them, but then I'm like, okay, that was actually more than I thought. So I think you're totally right about that. The vacation is like, we don't really have a set, you know, budget for it necessarily. Cause it's like, oh, it will just cost what it will cost.
And we'll just figure it out. But then what's happening is, it's not always getting figured out because the next month there's another expense coming up and then, and that's where it can get like a little slippery.
Right. And exactly. Yeah. And I feel like I really don't want to take on any more credit card debt.
No.
So I've been trying.
No, we don't want to do that.
If I see the number, like, because I have this, and I pay it off every month for the most part. If it goes into like 2 months, that's been the most that it's kind of carried over. So, yep. But I definitely don't want that to be like a pattern. So.
Right. And it can, and as we talked about, it can be pretty slippery, but I also think like, so just looking at like two of the really big expenses. So between food and restaurant, we have $1,600 a month.
Yes. Yeah.
It's right. So like, yeah. It's a lot, which is fine. But like, if you were going to monitor, that's where I would really monitor. Mm-hmm. Like that is the those are the categories I would really look at. Cause those are your biggest categories where we're spending money.
Yeah.
So like, you know, is it really 2000 a month or is it 1600? And if it's 1600, do we really want to tone that down a little? Like, do we want to maybe be more diligent about eating at home, having alcohol at home, because we want to take more of these trips, right? And we want a better allocation.
Yeah. And I
think you're making enough money. You made the right choices, right? You did the community lending, which is fantastic. You reduced your rent, which is fantastic. Right. Yeah. So you're doing all the right things. I think you just have to be very intentional over the next, I would say, 3 to 6 months while we get rid of the car payment. And then we just find where's that extra $1,000 going a month. Like, we have to look for it.
Yeah. Right. And I'm really determined to like find out where it's going. But also I have to, some of these habits, you know, I know that we both have to work on, because if it's like a hard day or something, it's like, you know, or a stressful day, it's like so easy to just be like, we're going to go out to eat, and then that's like $150 easily right there.
Easily. So, and so like over the course of a month, that really adds up. And like, having a hard day at work stinks, but like also being, that's 600 right there, but also taking, going away to the Airbnb for a weekend, you know, where it's 300 a night, that also might help if you know that today stinks, but on Friday we're going to an Airbnb somewhere, you know, we're going to have a nice weekend away. Right. So it's just, I think that the key is really the intentionality, and that it's a proactive choice about where your money is going versus getting to the end of the month and being like, oh, I really didn't want dinner out when I had a crappy week. I really wanted a weekend away to look forward to.
Right. Right. And I think that's the mindset shift that I want to work on and I want us to work on. So yeah.
I would use this as like an opportunity. Like, we went through everything and I think that you have more than enough money to hit all of your goals. It's just that like lifestyle creep and like, I don't want to say lack of intentionality. I'm not saying that you don't have it, but I think being aware about where your money is going is hard when life is busy, right? Because you have a bad day at work, you didn't get groceries because you didn't feel like it on Sunday.
Yep.
Like, oh, we'll just go out to eat. I mean, I live the same, you know, we all live in that same world where you're like, oh, whatever, I just need to eat, I'm hungry.
Right.
And so it takes time and effort, just like with your money, to be like, okay, no, like, I know we have a frozen meal. That's what I do. And I don't know if that always helps, but always keep something frozen so that...
Yeah.
Also, easy. I live in an area where ordering is not that easy. And so like, if we're going to go out to eat, we have to drive 20 minutes, which has actually been a saving grace of mine because I used to order in all my food. So now it's just like, well, now I'm starving and I either go to the grocery store or I drive 20 minutes, but like door dashing is ungodly expensive. I think I'd almost rather starve. And so having some frozen meals, I think to me has always been super helpful because it's like, okay, whatever. I always have frozen meals available. It's not the most healthy, but it's easy. And so
just
stuff like that. You can make little tweaks to your lifestyle that I think will give you more of what you want with your income.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Well, I think this is a great, like you said, a great opportunity. And hopefully, you know, if I come back, I can share some good
tips with us.
Yeah, exactly.
Amazing. Yeah. Well, I really appreciate you coming on. And for all of our lovely listeners, you can follow us on Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube. And as always, if you like the show, please share with a friend.
Thank you so much for having me.
Time for our disclaimer. The opinions voiced in this podcast are for general information only and not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. All performance references are historical and do not guarantee future results. Make sure that you consult with your own legal, tax, and/or financial advisor before making any decisions.
People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Terms and conditions apply.